Hello and welcome to your GCSE Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the entire course, memory. Whether you've ever forgotten someone's name or you can still remember every word of a song you haven't heard in years, memory is something we all experience every single day. And in this episode, we're going to break it all down so that you can walk into your exam feeling completely confident. Here's what we're covering today. First, we'll explore the multi-store model of memory, the classic foundational theory by Atkinson and Shiffrin. Then we'll look at the three types of long-term memory. After that, we'll move on to Baddeley and Hitch's working memory model. Then I'll give you my top exam tips and the most common mistakes students make. And finally, we'll finish with a quickfire recall quiz. Ready? Let's go. So let's start with the multi-store model of memory, proposed by Atkinson and Shiffrin in 1968. This model suggests that memory is not one single thing. It's actually made up of three separate stores, and information flows through them in a specific sequence. The first store is the sensory register. Think of this as the doorway into your memory system. Every single second, your senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, taste, are bombarding your brain with information. The sensory register holds all of this incoming information, but only very briefly. We're talking about half a second to 3 seconds. And its capacity? Essentially unlimited. It takes in everything. But here's the thing. Most of it is immediately lost. The only information that moves forward is the stuff you pay attention to. So when you pay attention to something, it moves into the second store, short-term memory, or STM. Now, STM is much more limited. Its capacity is around 7 items, plus or minus 2. That's the famous finding by George Miller in 1956, who called it the magical number 7. The duration of STM is also quite short, around 15 to 30 seconds without rehearsal. And the coding in STM is primarily acoustic, meaning we tend to store information as sounds in our heads, like when you repeat a phone number to yourself. Short pause. If you rehearse information, if you keep repeating it, it can be transferred into the third store, long-term memory, or LTM. And this is where things get really impressive. LTM has an unlimited capacity and can last a lifetime. The coding in LTM is primarily semantic, meaning we store information based on its meaning. Think about everything you know. Your name, your address, how to ride a bike, every memory you've ever had. All of that lives in your LTM. Now let's talk about the three types of long-term memory, identified by Endel Torving in 1972. Torving argued that LTM isn't just one big storage unit. It actually has different compartments for different kinds of memories. The first type is episodic memory. This is your personal autobiography, memories of specific events and experiences in your life with a sense of time and place attached to them. Your first day of secondary school, your last birthday, these are episodic memories. They're personal to you. The second type is semantic memory. This is your general knowledge about the world. Facts, concepts, the meanings of words, knowing that London is the capital of England, knowing what a metaphor means, all semantic memory. Crucially, semantic memories are shared. They're not personal experiences, they're just things you know. The third type is procedural memory. This is your memory for how to do things, skills and habits. Riding a bike, tying your shoelaces. Once a skill is learned, it becomes automatic. A really useful way to remember these three types is the mnemonic ESP. Episodic, semantic, procedural. Just think of it as your memory having ESP. It knows your experiences, your facts and your skills. So let's start with a quickfire recall quiz. Ready? Let's go. Okay, question one. What is the duration of short-term memory? If you said 15 to 30 seconds, bullion points. Question two. What is the capacity of long-term memory? If you said unlimited, excellent. Question three. What is the difference between episodic and semantic memory? If you said episodic is personal and semantic is general knowledge, you've nailed it. Oh, amazing work. I hope you're feeling much more confident about memory now. Remember, regular revision is key to making sure all of this information sticks in your LTM. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Now let's move on to the working memory model, proposed by Baddeley and Hitch in 1968. Rather than seeing short-term memory as one simple store, Baddeley and Hitch argued it's actually a complex active system with multiple components. At the top of the model is the central executive. This is the boss, the attentional controller. It has limited capacity. It doesn't store information itself, but it coordinates and directs the other components, called the slave systems. Think of the central executive as the manager of a busy office. The first slave system is the phonological loop. This deals with verbal and acoustic information, things you hear or say in your head. It has two parts, the phonological store, which is like an inner ear that holds sounds briefly, and the articulatory process, which is like an inner voice that rehearses information. When you're trying to remember a phone number by repeating it in your head, that's your phonological loop at work. Its capacity is roughly 2 seconds worth of speech. The second slave system is the visuospatial sketchpad. This deals with visual and spatial information, what things look like and where they are in space. It's sometimes called the inner eye. When you're trying to remember what someone's face looks like or you're mentally navigating a route, you're using your visuospatial sketchpad. In 2000, Baddeley added a fourth component, the episodic buffer. This is a temporary store that integrates information from the phonological loop, the visuospatial sketchpad, and long-term memory into a single unified episode. It has a limited capacity of around 4 chunks of information. Think of it as the whiteboard where all the different pieces of information can be combined. Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. When a question says, describe, give 2 or more features with supporting detail. Don't just write, STM has a limited capacity. Write, STM has a limited capacity of around 7 items, plus or minus 2, as shown by Miller's research. When a question says, evaluate, consider both strengths and weaknesses. For the multi-store model, a strength is research support. The serial position effect shows we remember the first and last items in a list, supporting separate STM and LTM stores. A weakness is that it oversimplifies memory. It treats STM as a single store, when Baddeley and Hitch showed it's actually more complex. The most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number 1, confusing the features of the memory stores. Learn these precisely. STM, capacity 7 plus or minus 2. Duration, 15 to 30 seconds. Coding, acoustic. LTM, capacity unlimited. Duration, potentially a lifetime. Coding, semantic. Sensory register, capacity unlimited. Duration, 0.5 to 3 seconds. Coding, modality specific. Mistake number 2, forgetting to name the researchers. Atkinson and Shiffrin, 1968, for the multi-store model. Baddeley and Hitch, 1974, for the working memory model. Tolving, 1972, for the types of LTM. Examiners love to see these names. Mistake number 3. In evaluation questions, only giving one side. Always give at least 1 strength and 1 weakness. Okay, quick fire recall quiz. Pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear it. Question 1. What are the 3 stores in the multi-store model? Answer. Sensory register, short-term memory, and long-term memory. Question 2. What is the capacity of short-term memory? Answer. 7 items, plus or minus 2, Miller, 1956. Question 3. Name the 4 components of the working memory model. Answer. Central executive, phonological loop, visuospatial sketchpad, and episodic buffer. Question 4. What are the 3 types of long-term memory? Answer. Episodic, semantic, and procedural. Remember ESP. Question 5. Who added the episodic buffer and when? Answer. Baddeley, in 2000. Brilliant work. And if you didn't get them all, that's exactly why we do retrieval practice. The act of trying to remember something, even when you get it wrong, actually strengthens your memory. Let me leave you with a quick summary. The multi-store model by Atkinson and Shiffrin, 1968, proposes 3 memory stores, the sensory register, STM, and LTM, each with different capacities, durations, and coding. Tolving identified 3 types of LTM, episodic, semantic, and procedural. Remember ESP.
The working memory model by Baddeley and Hitch, 1974, describes STM as an active system with four components: the central executive, the phonological loop, the visuospatial sketchpad, and the episodic buffer, added in 2000. In your exam, always name researchers, use specific figures, and make sure you're explaining, not just describing. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.